Hello, everyone. I am the camera guy, and here with me, Joy is back again this week, is NGW head official Scott Cross. Scott, how are your eyes doing, buddy?
Oh, man. Well, if I wouldn't actually went to the eye doctor instead of that place that I went to, it would have been better. But, you know, it's been a week. I don't know where Donde is with my car, but it doesn't matter because we are 9 days away from endless winter.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes. You know, we've been talking about it for a couple months now, and we are right on the precipice of it.
We are in the single digits now. We are in the single digits now, so we are one step closer to endless winter, and I cannot wait.
Yep, and, you know, speaking of endless winter, Scott, do you remember a couple weeks back when we had Mickey Midas on the show?
Yes.
Yep, well, today in the Muskuta Herald paper, they published pretty much an entire full-page interview with Mickey Midas.
Wow.
And it's a great interview. Talks about Mickey and his career. Also talks about our upcoming show, which, you know, Mickey is going to be taking on Dexter for the NGW Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah.
And Mickey, of course, brought to us by a collaboration somehow with our co-CEO, Jason Halbert, and Ringside Rivalries.
Our co-CEO, which I'm glad we're not. Halbert is not joining us this week. I'm so glad. I mean, it's been a nice break with him not on this show ever. So that's been nice. So,
yeah. And also, we've got Dirk Holther taking on C.W. Graves for the Chaotic Championship, which C.W. Graves won his Chaotic Championship after he broke the 2-year streak of tonight's guest, Sid Holland. And Sid is going to be going up against Logan Ridge in a match that, again, our co-CEO booked, saying that he hopes that they, quote, beat some sense into each other.
Yep. I mean, that's going to be a great match, Sid Holland versus Logan Ridge. I mean, I know what both of them bring to the table, and they're going to bring everything they got for that match.
Oh, yes, most definitely. And, of course, we're also going to have Lexi Green versus Nyx in the first ever qualifying match for the brand new NGW Women's Championship.
Yep.
Our other co-CEO, Phoenix Quinn, announced on our show.
Yep, she announced a couple weeks ago that by the end of this year, we will have a new NGW Women's Champion. And all these matches featuring the women's is going to be a qualifying match for that title.
Yeah. And also, something that I'm sure you're looking forward to with hopefully your new prescription is going to be the fam taking on TNT, hoping to recapture their NGW Tag Team Championship.
Yep, the TNT pulled a little twin magic, got the upper hand on me, got the upper hand on the fam, but, you know, now they know what to expect from them, so now they're going to be hoping to regain those NGW Tag Team titles.
Yep, and we have Playboy Double H versus Ricky Cruz in a Fans Bring the Weapon match where PYT is going to be locked up. And are you hoping to be the ref for that match, Scott?
I mean, as long as I don't get hit with anything, I'm good with that.
All right. But it's going to be just an absolutely outstanding show. Everybody, if you haven't already, make sure you get your tickets right now at ngw.ticketleap.com. Well, Scott, what do you say that we go ahead and...
Hey!
Oh, no. It's like Beetlejuice. We said his name too many times.
Well, here's the thing. I've been sitting here watching your show for the last, I don't know, month, whatever it is. And let me tell you, I would rather watch paint dry than you two idiots. Why? Because The Wall has way more personality than either one of you two.
Well, you're the one who made us host of this show, so.
You know what? It was fine too, guys. You are the two I pay the least, so you guys doing extra stuff doesn't cost me much. That's why. Exactly.
Wait, we get it paid?
Exactly. My point. You guys worked for the right amount, which was I'm not paying you. So, okay, there you go. That's why. It was an experiment probably a failed experiment, and I will have to be on more often because you guys are just terrible. I mean, who books these guests? You guys have one, two good guests, three good guests, maybe?
I mean, Speaking of the guests, you told us that we can book whoever we want.
And a couple weeks ago,
we had Playboy on.
I know, and you guys Playboy treated him, and you guys treated him very disrespectful, very unprofessionally. I should have been there for that, but you guys purposely scheduled him on a night where I told you I couldn't be here.
Well, yeah, we got Gardar in the comments again this week saying you suck.
I don't care. And then you got Tobias, which, again, I told you don't book Tobias this week because I can't be on. And what'd you guys do? You booked him. So what the hell are you guys doing with the schedule? When I tell you don't book someone on a certain night because I can't be there, I mean don't book them. Not the opposite of, hey, I can't be there. Go ahead and book the right people.
Oh, you said don't book them. Okay, well, I thought you said book them. Okay.
Yo, I'm glad that you're here tonight, though, because our guest tonight and you actually have quite a long history together.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, I remember, what was it? 6 months ago when he gave you a pretty good slap?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Must have been a good one.
That never happened. What? There's no proof that ever happened.
Let's go ahead and get to our guest who's been waiting patiently. And let's bring up this wonderful list of accomplishments. NGW Chaotic Championship, IWA Productions Heavyweight Championship twice, IWA Productions Tag Team Champion, Wrestling for a Cure Heavyweight Champion current. WPW Tag Team Champion, IEW Heavyweight Champion, and fun fact, Sid has wrestled in 12 states and in Canada. So let's go ahead and get right to it. Everybody, please welcome Sid Holland.
Hey, how is that a fun fact? It's just like a regular fact. It's not very fun, was it? No. Did anybody have fun saying that?
It's fun because Halbert can't travel outside the U.S. anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah,
I think that's a condition of his bail. How did that turn out for you after you got arrested?
Oh, all charges were dismissed. I have the best lawyers.
That's not true. We're supposed to be due in court next week, actually.
For your case when you got arrested, you criminal.
I remember you getting arrested at the NGW show.
I remember Sid not being able to make it to a show because he was in jail on a holiday weekend, actually. How'd that one work out for you?
Huh? Hey, actually, I did just fine, but I heard when you went that soap got dropped. Word spreads, buddy.
Well, too bad I was in my own private cell. It doesn't matter, dude. Like, I'm treated way better than you. Why? Because I am better than you.
Hey, it's Dardar Sauce. Hi, Dardar. Hi, buddy.
Dardar says, you rock, Sid. Halbert, Sid is better than you.
Yeah, she's right. She's right. Yeah.
Again, if I really cared about Dardar's opinion, it might mean something. But again, I'm better than them. So, no, I don't really care.
Oh, really? She's the niece of one of your PYT people. You would think that you'd show more respect.
Well, if she's going to be disrespectful to me, then, you know, maybe I need to have a phone call with Playboy Double H. Maybe I need to talk some sense into Dardar.
Yeah, poor Dardar. She did nothing.
Yeah, he still wants paid for his appearance on the show, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, but you know what? Hold on. You're talking about Playboy Double H because I brought him up. I just want to point something out. What platforms is this podcast on there, camera guy? Let's rattle all those off.
Live, we stream on YouTube and Facebook Live. And after the show, it's available on Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, iTunes, pretty much all the major platforms.
Cool. I want to point this out. You had Playboy Double H on, and then all of a sudden I get us on all these streaming platforms. How does that one work out?
I wonder. Actually, you have an amazing tech guy.
Actually, we had all those connections when we had Dexter Roswell on.
No, you didn't, because we weren't on any of those platforms,
We were. Yes, we were.
No, you weren't.
I made my own 3D printed Dragon Ball. After.
What?
I still have to paint it orange, but I made my own 3D printed Dragon Ball because this is way more interesting than any of the crap that's coming out of your mouth, bud. So anyway, yeah, I used a 3D printer and it printed up both sides of this. I had to sand it down real nice, glue them together, and I painted it white so that when I paint it orange, it'll really pop. And then I got to get some dark orange to do the stars, which I'm colorblind, so I'm actually going to need help with that. But don't worry about it. It's going to be nice and orange, just like this awesome Wrestling for a Cure hoodie. Now, you guys know I'm a big advocate for Wrestling for a Cure. What we do every year is we support St. Jude. We raise money. We've raised over $60,000 to give to St. Jude Children Research Hospital. That money goes in their pocket, and what they do is they use that money to find cures. They use it for parents who have to stay in hotels, or they use it for lodging and for meals and for all these different things, so the parents don't have to pay a dime out of their own pocket, so that they can be there for their children. They don't have to worry about things. They use it so that they can help parents receive funds that they're missing because they weren't able to go to work. You guys, every single day we get to go home to our children, or we get to go home to other loved ones or whatever. And these people, they don't get to do that. They don't get to go home and play with the kids on their block. And these parents don't get to go home and kiss and hug on their kids. And it's not an average life for them. It's a struggle. And so what we do at Wrestling for a Cure is we all come together, and from January until July, we just hustle as hard as we can. We do everything that we can. We wrestle for free at places. We put our lives on the line, our bodies at risk, and we do this because there's a passion behind it. We already love wrestling. We do this because we love it. But then we find that there's another passion out there, that there's something else that we can do with this, right? We're not on the level that WWE, AEW, or any of those places are on, but they're too worried about pushing things like Prime energy drinks and all their fun little fancy stuff and having wars between each other. Well, we have all come together, company after company, NGW being one of them, IEW, PIW. You got all these different places that have come together, underground, and we've come together, and we say that there's a crisis happening, and that is that these children are sick and they need cures. And so what are we doing? January all the way up until July, we're hustling. Every single bit of merch I sell, profits go to Wrestling for a Cure. Wrestling for a Cure right now, look at this. This is the brand new merch. Look at that, brand new merch of Wrestling for a Cure right now. If you attend any NGW event, IEW event, pinfall wrestling event, whatever event it is that you attend, there's going to be a table set up with these shirts. All profits go to St. Jude. Everything that we do from now until July, it is to benefit these children that are going through the worst experience of their lives, and they should not have to do that. And these children's lives, they matter. They matter a hell of a lot more than all of us adult lives matter, okay? So we're gonna take the fight starting right now. NGW is a part of this battle. So I want each and every single one of you people that are watching this right now, if you can hear my voice, you're gonna look up Wrestling for a Cure. You're gonna like Wrestling for a Cure. And in July, there's a big event that goes down once a year. Every year, it's the culmination of the season. Right now, we're on season, I believe we're on season 6, to be honest with you. I've kind of lost count. But anyway, you guys are going to go like the page. And in July, you guys are all going to come to that event, because it very well may be the very last time I'm ever in the ring. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. But we're going to support NGW. We're going to show up to the NGW events, and we're going to visit the merch table of Wrestling for a Cure and for Sid Holland. And we're going to save these babies, because that's the most important thing that is going on. So I know there's a lot that's going on with NGW. I know that there's a stacked card that's coming up 2 weeks from what, almost tomorrow, right? Or it'll be a week from tomorrow?
Week from Saturday.
A week from tomorrow, Saturday. That's 2 days. I'm sorry. I have EMT brain. I did a 72-hour shift straight the other day. Anyway, guys, it is my absolute passion is wrestling, but I have found a second love in raising this money. And dude, I do this for free. That's what some people don't even know. I still get, you know, paid at other promotions and whatever. But for Wrestling for a Cure, dude, I have said don't pay me. And we all volunteer our time, you know. But for me to pay for my own merch and then for 7 months to use the money that I make off of that and just donate it away, that's a lot of wrestlers are not doing that. you know, so please show up to these events. And I promise you, we're going to entertain you the best that we can. We're going to do everything that we can to make sure that if you put an ass in our seat, we're going to entertain you. You're going to go home happy. Halbert, maybe not so much. This direction? No, that direction. No. This guy here, he sucks. Okay, you guys aren't going to like watching him too much. But you know what? Even he has a heart for kids because he's a scout master. I'm trying to do it again. That guy, he's a scout master. That's what he doesn't tell you. He's a good guy at heart too, okay? So somewhere deep down, that guy cares as well. So show up. Let us entertain you and be a part of this. Let us take you out of your reality for 2 hours and help us fight. Help us give to these families so that they don't have to worry. Okay, so that's my spiel.
Yep, we've got the link for the Wrestling for a Cure Facebook page in the chat. Everybody go and check that out. It's a great, wonderful organization. And like Sid said, we'll have the Wrestling for a Cure collection at the NGW show as well.
That's right. NGW partnered up with Wrestling for a Cure after last season. So this is the first season that NGW has been a part of Wrestling for a Cure. Not to be a bragging kind of guy here, but I kind of helped
since when
bring that together. Okay. Well, hey, look, I got something to flex over here. What you got, buddy? Exactly. So I kind of, you know, brought the two sides together and then they did their thing. But I am so incredibly proud to be a part of NGW. I've been a part of it since the very first show. I was proud to be a part of it day one, but I'm more proud to be a part of it now because they have joined this fight, Wrestling for a Cure. Okay. And while we're at it, check this out, right? Now, I don't know how well you guys are going to see this. I'm going to try to let you guys see the back here.
Yep.
Can you guys see that?
Yeah, all the organizations, NGW up in the right-hand corner, or left-hand corner, rather. See. It's kind of hard to make.
Yeah, it's hard to.
Chasing Freelancer, I see.
Season
I
9.
I see.
According to the back season of your shirt, nine. It says season 9.
Maybe. It might be upside down. I really don't know, to be honest with you. But what I do know, yeah, I think you're right, because season 10, I believe, is next year. But either way, it's got all the companies on the back. If you follow Jason Wilhite, he's one of the presidents from Wrestling for a Cure. Sometimes you can order. Like, this one is a custom order. It's got Holland on the back. You can order your own hoodies with your own name on there. How awesome is that? You literally get to show that you were part of the fight.
All right. Outstanding. Yeah, that, like you said, Sid, that's just a wonderful organization. NGW is absolutely proud to be a part of it. Thank you for helping to hook us up with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we need to win that damn trophy. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. It's not often that you and I agree, but The first year that NGW is a part of Wrestling for a Cure, I would love nothing more than for this company, and I call this my home fed, between this and IWA, those are my homes, okay? So I would love nothing more than NGW to be the one to take it this year. I know that, you know, we were second or third last I checked, but I am
personally pledging. How can we win that trophy?
You just got to raise the most money. Thank you, April. Thank you, April, so much. Yes, she said it. April or Fudge. Let me get my thoughts here. Season 9. She's got her name on the back of her hoodie. She's telling you guys Jason Wilhite as well. What was I saying?
How do we win?
You got to raise the most money. And what I was getting ready to tell you guys is that I think we were like $100 or so in. I'm not sure, but I'm pledging $100 of my own money for NGW. And that's not what I'm making off of the merch to donate to Wrestling for a Cure, but $100 of my own money from my own pocket, I am going to put into the pot for NGW. And that is going to happen a week from Saturday.
Well, I wonder how much you going to put in?
Well, let's see how much it's going to take for us to win this thing. I'll say that. I will tell you this much, Sid. And again, you and I don't agree at all. However, I will, on behalf of NGW, I will thank you for your donation. That is awfully kind of you. I didn't know you were going to do that until just now. So, for once in my life, I'm going to be humble and I'm going to thank you for that offer, Sid. I appreciate that. Having said that, no, I don't think that worked. Damn. All right. Having computer issues over here.
Oh, was there supposed to be a fun noise?
Yes, yes, yes. It was going to kill the sappiness because I can't stand you.
Good. Good.
Well, since we have both Albert and Sid Holland, Howard being co-CEO of New Genesis Wrestling, you actually booked the upcoming match between Logan and Sid at Endless Winter here.
You're right, I did.
Put in the Facebook post the announcement that you did so because you hope they, quote, beat some sense into one another.
I mean, I don't care who wins that match as long as you guys beat the tar out of each other. I don't care because I don't like you. I don't like Logan. Logan had potential, but of course he had to go listen to Dexter and listen to all those fans and go do his own thing right now. And now he comes out dressed like a freaking pack of Starburst or cotton candy, whatever he feels like that day. And really, I just want to see you guys beat the crap out of each other. And I swear to God, if you don't, there will be repercussions.
So here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't like your... people were coming out of their wallets last minute to try and win the honor of being the biggest fundraiser we're going to see again. Yeah, last year was huge. Okay, before we completely get off the subject of Wrestling for a Cure, what April just said, it was huge. Last year, literally the day of the show, one company was winning, and then suddenly the other company was winning. It was just so back and forth like that. But okay, anyway, moving on to what you were just saying about Logan. Look, here's the thing. I've wrestled Logan before. I wrestled him at IWA, and I beat him. Okay? Plain and simple, I beat the guy. So I plan on doing that again. That's the thing, is that I've realized that, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't have the best relationship with my father, but one thing that he always taught me was when you are in a fight, there are no rules. That person is your enemy, right? Well, I happen to get into a sport where there's lots of rules and not everybody across from me is my enemy. But however, I have recently tweaked that a little bit. I don't care if you're my friend. I don't care anymore. You're going to step across the ring from me. My goal is to win. And if that's not your goal, if you want to be my buddy at the end of it, that's great. But while we're in the ring, sorry, man, but I got to do what I got to do. So, Albert, you might get your wish, you know. It depends on how personal Logan takes it. But I am in there to win. I'm in there for a cause, and I'm going to do everything that I can to walk out with that victory. So, okay. As slimy, as underhanded as I think it is.
I mean, here's the thing. How long ago was it that you wrestled Logan at IWA?
Oh, had to have been over a year or at okay. least.
So let me tell you, in that year, at least, that it's been, he's learned several new things. He's carried that light heavyweight division in IWA on his back. Hell, there's no arguably. The Executive Order were the greatest tag team champions NGW has ever had and will ever have until I pull something else together there at the end. But the only reason they were that good is because of me. I taught him something that he didn't know before when he wrestled you the first time, and that's how to be ruthless. Deep down, Logan Ridge can be ruthless. He will do whatever it takes to win, and really, I hope he beats the crap out of you too. I mean, I really do. He's not here, but I'm pretty certain he would agree with the same thing, that I don't count him out.
Now,
what assessment you're making there?
Sid, you have a history with Albert. Albert, that's you right. have a history with Sid, but you, Albert, you also have a history with Logan. He was a part of the New Deal until he broke away. So my question is really, who is this supposed to be a punishment for?
I mean, there is no punishment. It's simply for my entertainment. I plan on sitting, you know, either in back right by the monitor watching, or I might just park it out by ringside and just watch, because this match, I don't care if the fans like it. I don't care if you like it. I don't care if Scott likes it. And I really don't care if either one of them like it. It's all for me. It's because I want to watch two people I can't stand beat the crap out of each other. Now, I could throw Dexter in there. I could have had you fight Dexter, but first off, I'm not going to reward you with a heavyweight title shot. And two, I've got someone who I think can beat Dexter, ready to go and lined up to beat Dexter. So That's why I'm taking the people I don't like, throwing them in a match, and not rewarding the biggest jackass we have on the roster, who is Sid Holland.
Well, that's just because he knows that I can beat Dexter, because I've done that a few times as well.
And I think he's beaten you a few times, too.
What?
Yeah.
Anyway. Sid, you're actually returning back to NGW. Your last match at NGW was against CW Graves, in which CW Graves broke your 2-year-long undefeated streak and captured the Chaotic Championship from you.
Was that my last NGW match? I could have swore I had one right after that.
No, that was the last one that you had with us. And you're actually going to be returning from an injury here. So do you want to tell us a little bit about what injury you had? And
yeah, so not too long after being in the ring with CW, I was scheduled for a match. Let's see, I wrestled in CHWA. I wrestled CHWA, and in that match, I got kicked in the back of the head pretty hard, and I got a concussion. And I pretty much knew right away that something was wrong. A lot of things kind of went down in just a few minutes. After the show, you know, I kind of was very spotty, and I drove, and I shouldn't have done that. And then the next night, I continued to go on to another show and wrestle again. And I took a move in that match that just completely sent me over the edge. I had passed out. It was very bad. As a medical provider, as an EMT, I should have known better, you know. But long story short, I had to get two different opinions on what was going on with me. I had a pretty bad concussion there for a minute. It was looking like I was done and I would never return, which was very sad because I wanted to go out on my own terms. So I had to fight, scrape, and claw to get back to being healthy. But it came out of nowhere. Suddenly, I saw another doctor, and he was like, look, here's my opinion, and I think as long as you change up your style and protect yourself, you should be fine. And so I was given kind of a second opportunity to get in here, and and so I'm making the best of it. Yeah, you're right now after thinking about it. My last match was against CW. I was scheduled against Alistair, and I never made that match. Yeah, oh, my goodness. Now that I'm thinking about it, that was what? September was my last match with NGW.
Energy, Attitude, Toughness. Yeah, I believe that was September.
Wow. That's what, 4 months ago, if my math's correct? 3-4 months ago? That's a long time to be away from a company that literally I helped build. So I am very, very excited to be back in NGW. It should be great. And like I said, it's not an opportunity that comes all the time. And my time is limited in the ring, so as much as I hate it, you know, Halbert's going to get his wish. And if Logan's the guy that's standing across from me, so be it. It's going to happen.
I understand that you're planning. Oh, it looks like Energy Attitude Toughness was back in August.
August. Weather.
Okay. Yep. Still very long time.
Yeah.
But I understand that right now your plan is starting in July that you are going to be taking an extended break from in-ring competition.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Like I said, I work as a medical provider. I work in EMS. I am looking at hopefully upgrading my license. I want to go from EMT to paramedic, and I've been working very hard at a lot of different things. I just need to reassess some things. You know, I want to take some time to, if I never come back, I never come back. I don't know if I'm going to come back. If I do, I do. That's great. But I know one thing for sure. After July, August-ish, I know I'm done. The Wrestling for a Cure event that'll be this year, it's probably going to be my last hurrah. It's probably going to be me saying goodbye. But there are some extenuating circumstances. I'm still holding a championship. You know, I may very well stick around for a while. If somebody's able to beat me, then, you know, then I'll write off or whatever. But I know that there's a break coming. Whether it's full blown retirement, I don't exactly know yet. I know I've said retirement, but I don't know how long I'm going to be gone for. I don't know. That itch is probably going to come back at some point. If it's a year from now, if it's 4 years from now, I don't know. But we'll just kind of see. But yes, it's coming. So.
And speaking of wrestling for a cure again, real quick, we actually have an image
there
of the back of the shirt here. NGW St. Jude's on there. IWPWA, is that correct?
Yep, Pinfall Wrestling Association. And then you got Prairie Land in there, Freelance.
Season 9.
It'd be great if you would have found a cleaner picture of that there, tech guy.
So here's the thing. St. Jude does not allow their logo to be used. They do not. They're very strict about who can use their logo and whatnot. And we obviously have permission. So that has to speak to some degree, you know, when taking into consideration what we do.
Yeah. And I believe that with the Wrestling for a Cure, you said that that goes to help the families actually That's be able right. to be there.
Yeah. So mothers and fathers, they'll be at the bedside, you know, and they're taking days off work. They're missing being at home. So, you know, you're obviously worried about their income. Your income's not coming in because you're missing work. You're stressing out because holy hell, how am I going to pay for a hotel? How am I going to pay for, you know, food and all this? St. Jude covers all that stuff. They have programs in place that help so that, you know, families just don't have to worry. They don't have to worry about meals. They don't have to worry about lodging, you know, and if they're missing wages, it's not like they're covering, you know, 100% of your wages or anything, but there's programs in place to kind of help with some relief and such. So St. Jude is an amazing, amazing organization.
And to swing back to you coming up on taking an extended break,
which I can't wait for that. By the way, it's gonna be a celebration. Win or lose,
I'm sure you can.
You're gonna be gone, and it's gonna be great. I can't wait for that extended sit home vacation. I'm not gonna lie. If I said I missed you these last 4 months, I'd be lying because I haven't missed you one bit. And all I know is if it's a year, that's great. If it's 4 years, that's even better. If you retire, I'm gonna be dancing on top of the world.
Hey, Halbert, I said in ring. You never know, I could be coming for your job.
Yeah, right.
I'd have some feelings about that, none of them negative.
Uh-huh. Don't talk to who's our champ? Who's our? Is he
me.
Not one of my champions?
Sid Holland, he's the Wrestling for a Cure champion.
Well, that's not an NGW champion, so he's not our champion. He's their champion. See how that one works?
Mm. Yeah, but NGW is literally a part of the fight. And when I hold this championship here collectively for all these different places, sorry, buddy, but proof is in the pudding. I am your champion.
Yeah. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I don't know. You probably cheated to win. So
sure.
You cheat.
Yeah, that's something I can say, as I have never seen Sid Holland to this day cheat to win a match.
Oh, there's lots of proof out there. Sid Holland is not this nice, fluffy, oh, goody two-shoe guy. I've known Sid Holland for a long time, and the old Sid Holland would sell you out in a second. He would slap his own mother if that meant he would win a belt. If he would win a match, he didn't care. That was the Sid Holland I liked. That was the real Sid Holland. This, whatever this is, compare that to, I don't know, Big Show in the WWE. He was a joke. That's all Sid Holland is now, is a joke.
It's called evolution, my friend. Everybody has to evolve, grow up.
And I'd say that Sid Holland is quite the competitor right now. And the things that I have seen him do in the last year is choke out one of your boys, Tobias Storm.
Well, that was before Tobias and I came to an agreement. who is our, by the way, he is our Lightning Division champion.
Yes, he
and
is.
And I'll choke him out and take that championship from him, too.
Well, like, I'm never going to put you in a title match again.
Exactly.
And we saw Sid go and take on, you know, absolutely wonderful match, Gino Rivera. He just,
yeah, man.
That was something else.
I don't know what
that was. One of the contenders for match of the year.
Who ended up winning that?
That was actually won by
the fam
versus the executive order.
Okay, I'm not so mad about that because I at least like all them guys. But listen, I'm going to call BS on that. I think Gino and I had match of the year, hands down. I think that what happens with these polls is it becomes a popularity contest. Oh, that's my buddy. I'm voting for my buddy. Oh, that's my guy. I'm voting for my guy. I don't really think that a lot of people took the time to watch those matches, because if they did, Gino and I would win 9 times out of 10 every single time. But this is just one of those times where we didn't win. So it is what it is. But that match was absolutely fantastic. One of my favorites in my career, up there with Joey Avalon and Chad Rockman. I've had some incredible matches with those guys, but Gino, definitely him and I, we tore it down, dude.
Well, it was close this year. They only won by 3 votes.
Oh, yeah?
So it was extremely close this year.
Nice.
Yep. And also this year, you also took on Dirk Holthar, who was a little bit brazen before the start of the match, taking one of your signature t-shirts and modifying it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was a smart idea.
He did get a little bit of pretty good offense on you, though, there, Sid, getting you actually going through a table.
That was a pretty good shot. If you got that picture, I'd like you to send that to me.
Most definitely.
It's on his website. You know, you can sort by wrestler and you can find it right there. I don't know if you know that. I did not
know that you could do that, but.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it shows you who pays attention to your crap there, camera guy.
But, I mean, you returned the favor quite a bit.
We had a great match. And I tell you what, if anything, I feel like I put him on the map a little bit more than usual, because he was making a name for himself, but you know, he really showed that he's got some violence in him. And I really hope that, you know, he gets the recognition that he deserves. If he can get up there and get a match with CW, I guarantee we'd see a new Chaotic champion, and I'd love to see him roll with it.
Well, that's actually what's going
to be happening.
Yep.
Hey, look at that. It's almost as if I knew something. So DK and CW,
isn't it, for a month?
Both of these guys. Look, the very first time I wrestled CW, him and I had a pretty decent match, and it ended with me choking his ass out.
Yep, that was way back in Eye of the Storm in 2023.
That's right, and he never tapped. He passed out. He passed out. He's the first person to not tap out. He just went ahead and passed right on out. CW, tough as nails, man. Obviously, our second go-round, he proved that he did his homework on me. He beat the snot out of me, let's be honest. And I believe that DK did the same thing. But in our first encounter, DK beat the snot out of me. It just so happened that, you know, hey, I got the better of him that night. But I believe that, yeah, right onto some Legos.
Those aren't even Legos, man. Those are like the toddlers. Yeah, those are off-brand Duplos. Those are hurt more, I think.
And DK, DK is coming to this match as a champion. He is one half of the IWA Productions Tag Team Champions.
That's right. That's right. He's already a champion. I honestly think that sky's the limits for DK. I think he's good. I think, especially with these little Viking brethren of him backing him up and everything. Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
You also got to remember, he's also a former light heavyweight champion there from IWA Productions as well.
That's right.
Being a champion is not new to him.
And we're just talking what's inside of NGW and the sister company here. He has held championships in other promotions as well, you know. Yep. So you can't count this guy out. Now, CW, kind of the same thing, right? He's chaotic champion here, and he was also the heavyweight champion over in Ignite, right? But that's only two, right? DK has technically held more championships than CW has. He knows what it takes to be champion. He knows what it takes to get the job done. The only difference is that CW has been a heavyweight champion where DK hasn't. However, I don't know, man. I think DK might give him a run for his money and take it.
Well, DK's got the numbers. So if anything, me with the new deal, we've proven that it's all a numbers game. As long as you got the right friends, anything's possible. So that's the other thing you got to worry about. DK's got unpredictable offense. He can fly. He can brawl. It doesn't matter. He's a lot in a very small package. Watching, I mean, dude, you're going to see DK and CW standing next to each other, and it's going to be like looking at the Big Show and Rey Mysterio. Like, CW's got the size advantage, but don't count out DK. And don't count out the rest of the Heathen Army, because they're going to be there. They could get involved. They may not get involved. Who knows? It's all about the numbers. Because in the back of CW's mind, he's always got to remember, there's two other guys somewhere in this building. Yep. Where are they? Yep, exactly. Are they going to come now? Or are they going to come later? Where are they going to come from? Are they going to come from the crowd, the back, under the ring? Who knows?
Yes, that's very true. It's very true. And I've always said that, you know, a man with numbers usually can always win, you know. And there's nothing wrong with it from time to time, you know. But I think that DK's smart in his own right, man. He gave me a run for my money. I can't speak today. He gave me a run for my money, and he didn't need his two goons as backup that day.
No, he just went straight at it himself. And, you know, you came out on top, but he had you on the ropes quite a few times here and that.
That's right, he did.
But you also went up against his opponent, C.W. Graves, who you said obviously came back and did his homework, and you and CW had an outstanding match, but CW came out on top and defeated your 2-year streak, which was exactly what he said he was going to do in a Facebook exclusive interview before that match.
That's right. That Facebook exclusive was with you, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it? You were the one who, put that together, arranged it, and tricked us both into the same room at the same time, if I'm not mistaken. We sat across from each other, and we both made a promise to each other, and I wasn't able to live up to my promise. He was a better man that night. Honestly, he beat the crap out of me, man. It was very humbling. And like you said, I went 2 years in NGW undefeated. I went 1 year, 1 year of that 2 years, I was undefeated everywhere that I went, all the other companies that I wrestled for. I had not submitted or been pinned in that entire year anywhere else. 2 years undefeated, 1 year undefeated everywhere as well. For CW to be that guy to break it, I didn't think it was going to happen, honestly. But boy, what a feather in his cap that is, you know.
Yes.
To be able to say that somebody like me, who has been around, who's done a lot of cool things, he's the guy that got to make that check mark, beat Sid Holland.
Yeah. And Kayla asked a question about, is that who's on the shirts? It certainly is. CW is a very big, imposing figure with quite a bit of strength. And you had the run against him, and DK's up next. And you've already said that you think that DK might have the edge in that one, though.
Yeah, I see it, you know. Here recently, CW's been kind of put through the ringer over an Ignite, and he lost his heavyweight championship. I just feel like he's going to be a little in his head, you know, because, hell, I was. You know, when things started kind of going a little downhill for me, things kind of snowball, and sometimes you just get a little in your head. So unless if CW is really able to pick himself up out of that and move on, you know, and not have any self-doubts or anything like that. But he's human at the end of the day. And I believe that there's going to be some of that creeping up.
Well, and don't
that
forget.
That does bring into a good point, though, because CW at the last two NGW shows had two chances to actually capture the NGW heavyweight championship.
Yeah, that's actually what I was getting ready to say. His last match he had with NGW was in Centralia, Dexter's first title defense, and he crapped the bed. He didn't do it. And then the triple threat match with him and Logan, where Logan had a chance to do the right thing and win. And I had an insurance policy and named CW, and they both crapped the bed there too. So his confidence in NGW should be very wavering. And because of that, I mean, I think that DK is probably going to win that match, and it's going to be great.
Well, at Forsaken, CW got counted out during that match. And at Centralia Slam, Dexter actually had to go up to the top rope and pull something out that he hadn't pulled out before in order to put CW away. So
maybe
CW
the problem,
is still a
maybe
very
the problem with
thing.
CW is maybe he's listening to you too much, because it seems like what he was listening to you this last couple months, he wasn't on his game. So maybe he needs to stop listening to you and be the monster that he was when he defeated Sid.
No. He and I had a understanding of if he did the job with Sid Holland and took Sid Holland out, that I would reward him later on down the line, which is what I did. I gave him not one, but two chances to be the NGW heavyweight champion, and he crapped the bed. So you know what? I really hope DK mops the floor with him at this point. Well, the reason I wouldn't say cheats, we just stretch the rules a little bit, and it's protect my business interests. That's why.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. That's why the New Deal imploded by the end of the year, right? Because they were tired of.
He still has Tobias Storm.
He has one member. Well, actually, two members, but Chris Cade is out with an injury, so technically he only has one right now. So the numbers game is not in his favor right now.
You know, here's the thing: you want to run your mouth, and you want to be a big and bad behind your computer screen and your new glasses and all that. Two things I want to point out. One, you still can't count to three. You end Bret Hick. Two, you don't know what I'm working with behind the scenes. You don't know who I'm having meetings with, who I'm having phone calls with, who could be the next member of, you know, we're not even going to call it the New Deal anymore because the executive order is gone. Whatever, I'm done. Whatever the new factions, I haven't quite put my thumb on a catchy name for it yet. But you don't know the business dealings I have going on every day. So you want to think I don't have the numbers. That's fine. Go ahead and think that. Just like you think you're a good referee. Just like Sid thinks he's going to beat Logan Ridge. You think that. But in reality, you have no clue what's going on.
We'll
how
see.
About you call your new faction Sid's Punching Bags?
Why don't we call it Alex, Get Your Nuts Out of Ariel's Purse? I mean, it's kind of long-winded, but, you know. I don't know how well that'd fit on a t-shirt.
I want to get that picture of Logan punching you in the face and put that on a t-shirt, because I think that would sell.
That probably would.
Picture of you getting your ass kicked on a daily basis.
You know what else we should do? Do you remember that time that Hubbert was arrested live in front of everyone?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I took a little video. We should turn that into a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that will probably raise enough money. If we made that into a t-shirt and we gave the money to Wrestling for a Cure for that shirt, that would definitely put us over the edge.
Oh, yeah. We should definitely do that.
And then we could also do another one with his mugshot.
Yeah, we definitely could. Just like they tried to monetize mine. Remember when you guys did that? You printed off a bunch of my mugshots.
I did. I sold those
everywhere.
I did. I sold some of those too.
Yeah, exactly. That was money in your pocket. Very smart. I'm going to do the same.
Oh, poor baby. So,
Halbert, how much have you actually been watching this show the last few weeks?
I mean, I use it to help me fall asleep. because you guys are so boring.
Well, are you
here for insomnia? With, just you guys put me out.
Are you familiar with one of my favorite segments of the show?
Are you
shock therapy?
Are you wasting my money with stupid graphics? Are you kidding me?
That only costs $10,000.
Yeah.
Only.
You should see the expenses only for the after show dinner that we have every week. Those ones kind of get hefty.
Scott eats until he gets the runs.
Exactly. Exactly. And Halbert's paying for it, so I'm going to keep eating.
Halbert ain't paying for nothing. Whatever card you have.
That man takes a hot baked potato in his hand and just.
Yeah. I mean, I got your credit card, so, you know.
Ain't mine. That's been canceled. So, that wouldn't shock me, though. He doesn't know. He's not civilized. He doesn't know how to use utensils or anything else. So he's like.
So what is this shock therapy you guys speak of?
Well, shock therapy is a segment in the show where I ask our guests three different questions. If you get two of the questions right, you actually win a signed show poster from one of our viewers. And this week you will be playing for Amber Williams.
Okay. Amber Williams, who is she?
She's one of our fans of the show. She was actually there at Centralia Slam. Uh-huh. And I think that you'll be very happy if you win this for. She'll be very happy if you win this for, because Halbert actually insulted her at the last show.
I did?
Yes.
Wait, first off, did she pay for a ticket to both shows?
Well, let's make sure that she's here. Amber, are you still here with us? Is she still here?
How did I insult her at our last show? What did I say?
Probably something just because about she saw barnyard your face, animals. Dude.
Oh! Yeah, as long as she paid for a ticket, I might apologize for that.
Yeah.
I would
Amber,
be insulted.
She is still here. Me, so.
Yeah, yay! Hi!
Artist.
Sid, I mean, don't be rude. If she looks at you, you shouldn't be insulted. I mean, don't be rude to our guests, our fans.
I said you, moron.
No, you didn't. Shut up. Kind of hate
all
you.
Right, let's get to the question so that I can stop hearing all from right over here.
Here we go. You just have to get two out of the three right. Now, Sid, I have decided that for your questions, to ask you questions about other famous Hollands.
Okay.
All right. First question, who is the actor most recognized for playing Spider-Man in the MCU? A, Chris Holland, B, Tom Holland, C, Tony Holland, or D, Jeff Holland?
Oh, boy. Well, I just want to show you guys a little something up here. Let's see if we can get that in there. There we go. Yeah, you guys see all that? You might have to zoom in on that a little bit, but that is a Spider-Man collection. You guys seeing that?
Oh my.
So yeah, this is right up my alley, and this is a very, very simple question. It is my cousin, Mr. Tom Holland. The answer is B.
B, Tom Holland. You are correct. One out of three down. If you get one more right, you've won that signed show poster for Amber. Question two. Which Holland directed the original 1988 Child's Play? A,
oh my goodness,
Todd Holland, B, Agnieszka Holland, C, Tom Holland, or D, Savage Steve Holland?
Okay, here we go again. All right, we're going to take a little tour. We're just gonna show you guys a little something, okay? Here we go. Okay. That right there is a life-size Chucky doll, okay? And over here, we have, there's some Chucky stuff. There's a whole bunch of Chucky stuff signed. Chucky stuff, even down there. I don't know if you guys can see that down there. I got more Chucky stuff. I am obsessed with Chucky. It is my favorite horror franchise. I've met Alex Vincent. I'm going to be meeting Brad Dourif. I would like to think that I know this franchise pretty well. It is also another Tom Holland. So the answer is C, another cousin of mine, Tom Holland.
You are correct. All right. Oh, excuse me. You've gotten two right, so you've already won that poster for Amber. Congratulations.
Let's go with question number three anyway. Come on, hit me with it.
All right. Question three. alongside fellow author Dominic Sandbrook, which of these Hollands is the co-host of The Rest is History podcast? A, Jane Holland, B, C.L. Holland, C, James Holland, or D, Tom Holland?
I like how every answer has had Tom Holland in it. That is pretty funny. Now, you guys have finally tripped me up here, and I don't know the answer to this. My heart wants to say Tom Holland, but I feel like maybe that's a trick question this time. Rest is History podcast. I don't know. I feel like maybe you did a three-peat. Let's go with Tom.
Let's go with Tom D. It is Tom Holland.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, we decided to go with a little bit of a theme there for you. But you got all three out. Congratulations, and Amber Williams, we'll have that side poster for you at the next show.
I got to make sure to sign it for you. I'm gonna put a big heart on there and tell you you're welcome.
Now, the question is, did you want Halbert to sign it too?
I ain't signing nothing for free.
Absolutely not. If you want him to absolutely sign it, though, I will put him in a chokehold and then hold his hand and pin it down until he signs it. If that's what you want, I will do that for you.
It wouldn't be the first time you've helped put Halbert in a compromising situation. You assisted in getting him in handcuffs once.
Well, and before that, too, he actually tried to block me from getting into NGW at all. Remember, I didn't have a contract when NGW started up. I did a match when we were back in Collinsville, which, by the way, we should go back to Collinsville because seeing that entrance package, boy, I sure did miss that place. But anyway, I wrestled for the first time in Collinsville, and then when we came to where we're at now in Muskuta, this guy tried everything he could to keep me out of NGW, and it took me putting him in a nice chokehold to get him to cry like the sissy baby that he is and agree to give me a contract, which is why I find funny that he tells me I'll never get a championship match, because all you got to do is put this man in a chokehold and he'll give you anything you want, really. I don't know if it's a kink or if he's just self-preservation or what, but he'll give you whatever you want. Just choke him.
So we have Donde in the comments, a little concerned. So, and Sid, you have lots of spiders in your house?
Lots of spiders, buddy. So many spiders.
First off, who left him unattended?
That'd be Scott.
We don't know where he is.
He took my car and I don't know where he's at. Thanks to Sid, who taught him how to drive.
You dumbass.
You saw what he did to my car.
You see what he did to my car? Anymore.
Did you ever get your refund from that place? Because they didn't fix it, if I remember correctly.
They sure didn't. No, I got an appointment with the bump shop here in Quincy to get it repaired.
Donde says Donde was there. Donde helped Sid get in the building that day. Oh, is he talking about the day
that
you were banned?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't mean to brag or anything, but I'm the only person who's ever seen Donde's real face. It's actually 1,000 times scarier than the damn mask. So thanks for reminding me of that trauma.
Yeah. Well, he is riding with you in NGW because I don't have a car. So
also, did you guys know that there's people who can bye, Dardar? Did you know that there are people who can not only grow like facial hair, but they grow like face hair? Like everywhere, the whole full face.
Like a wolf man?
Yeah. That's Donde. That's Donde.
I just thought he had another mask on.
Well, it sure looks like it, don't it?
That sure the hell does. He's got a 365 sweater, too, I'm sure.
When Donde dressed as Sid, no one could tell us apart.
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure we did.
I don't know.
You're right, Donde. Nobody knew, buddy. Cool. Be nice to Donde. Nobody knew, buddy. You're right.
Donde's an idiot.
By the way, Donde, where are you?
That's a good question.
I haven't seen him post anything in a while.
And his insurance company definitely want to know that.
Yeah. He found the tracker in my car. He took it out, so I have no clue where he's at.
Well, there's another thing, too, is like I put one of those Apple AirPod not AirPod, but you know, Apple Tracker, whatever things.
AirTag.
Thank you. But AirTags. I own an Android, so I can't figure it out.
I put one in my car and Donde ate it.
What?
Yeah.
He thought it was a mint.
So then he would have had to have pooped it out at one of the truck stops.
That's what I'm thinking. Because,
oh my God.
I mean, so we only kind of know where he may be,
where he's
at least ten hours after he ate it.
Yeah.
Speaking of eating it, hey, Albert, how's your wife? Would you tell her hi for me? Remember how her and I had? Never mind.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, Donde has no idea where he was, but actually, you know, that brought up a good point. This is actually. Is this Sid or is this Donde?
Oh, I mean, I can't tell them apart.
You're an idiot too.
It looks like Sid. It looks like you, Sid. I mean, Halbert couldn't tell. Halbert couldn't tell. He was saying that's Sid. That's Sid. And it was Donde.
It, you know, Scott, though, you couldn't tell the difference in the TNT match.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
You idiot.
Well, you know, they are twins, so.
Well, so? I mean, look at this picture. I mean,
look at first off. I just want to point out
that definitely could be twinsies with Sid.
Hold on. Go back.
All right.
I just want to point out. Look at the ridiculous sleeves that Donde has on a shirt.
Yeah, he put tattoo sleeves on.
Yeah, he did. It's hilarious.
And he glued that beard to his mask. It took forever to get it off.
Oh. He is an idiot.
I wouldn't say idiot. He's creative.
Oh, no, he's an idiot. It's okay. I can say it because I speak the truth. Donde is an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
That's a good comment right there.
Oh. I mean, you're just mad that we had to pick you up and to take you to the venue that your limo didn't, and then we end up having to pick up Sid and you know, then
yeah, then we got into a wreck.
That was not my fault. That was Donde. He kept trying to mess with the steering wheel.
Saskatchewan is where they say he is. How the hell did he end up in? You know what?
How did he get there?
I don't even. Does he have a passport?
No. Last I knew, he had the car on some weird boat.
I'm never going to get my car back.
Nope, you're the idiot that loaned him your car.
I am the idiot who sent him to pick me up.
Well, you know, I don't know who that idiot was, Sid, but why are you guys letting Donde drive? Unsupervised.
I am the one who taught him how to drive.
What do you got
to
say for yourself?
Sid had to have his, Sky had to have his eyes dilated.
Yeah.
Donde walked. You walked to Canada? Does he know that he's in America's Top Hat?
I don't even know what the deal with Donde is.
Can you even wear a mask in a passport photo?
Apparently he can.
Who the hell is this ass clown?
And he can't be said I came here to see Sid Holland. Why is Jason Eggman Halbert there?
Eggman. That's awesome.
I have no clue what the...
Nice.
I have no clue what the hell he was talking about.
Oh my!
Oh no!
I had to watch it. We almost had our first
F. Scott, you're never getting that car back, buddy.
Yeah, that's gone.
Idiot.
Oh. Wow.
Well, he's riding with you this next Saturday at NGW because I'm gonna tell him where you live so he can ride with you to the show.
Where are you talking to, Scott?
Albert.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, trust me. I'll have him come to your house.
Then he can walk there from there because I ain't coming straight from my house to the show.
Well, somebody will pick him up.
I've got important business meetings that morning, so.
Are you guys done being boring?
Thank you so much for joining us this week, Sid. You also had a... You've also previously in the past worked with a animal rescue.
Yeah, that was that wasn't too terribly long ago. Yeah, so here in Quincy, I don't remember if they said the lady's name or not, but a lady here in Quincy, she had a litter of puppies, two different litters, as a matter of fact. One of them was American Bullies, and the other one was Pit Bulls. And she dropped them off at, I believe she dropped them off at the Humane Society, but between Humane Society and Homeward Bound, they split the puppies. And so basically, between the two, they said, hey, look, we got to get these dogs. We've really got to get them adopted out. And if we don't, they are going to be at risk of being euthanized, which was incredibly sad. And, you know, I got three dogs here. My wife's got this little, oh, I don't know. It's Dachshund and Shih Tzu mix. And then because of this whole thing with these dogs, I adopted one of those American Bullies. And then we also have a Great Dane as well. So we have a heart for dogs, you know. And so when this was going on, we wanted to try to help in some way. And so I said, you know, I'm going to help by trying to raise as much money as I can for these puppies, for these shelters, so that they don't have to worry about these dogs going and being euthanized. So they needed donations, they needed food, they needed toys, and they needed to be able to afford the costs of giving these dogs their shots and everything like that. And for a lot of people, they were able to waive adoption fees and such. They were able to provide the food that was necessary, the shots that were necessary, toys to these dogs. I think there was like one or two of them that were aggressive. They were able to get them some training and whatnot. All because I came to that NGW show that day and said, these shelters have these dogs. They need our help. Please help us out. And so I said, you guys can donate to me directly and I'll take the money to them. And the donations poured in. It was a very, very cool thing. I have learned that if you're ever going to do any partnering with any places, animal shelter is the way to go, because, wow, you guys saved those dogs, all the dogs. And we adopted one. He's downstairs. He's a bit of an asshole, though. He's a little dog aggressive, and he likes to get out and fight my neighbor's dogs. But we've solved that problem. Yeah. So yeah, we definitely, I don't want to say I partnered with them. I raised money to give to them.
Outstanding. Well, Albert, did you have anything else that you wanted to say to Sid before he has to take off here?
I can't wait for you to both get your ass kicked and kick Logan's ass at the same time. That's going to be a great match for me to watch. And I can't wait for you to take your break away from the ring. It'll be a fun time. And I haven't missed you these last 5 months.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
You have. Just admit it.
No.
It's okay to admit.
No.
Hey, look at
no
this.
No means no.
Look what I got.
Oh, okay. I don't know what the hell that
Goku
is.
Goku figure.
No, Grogu is from Star Wars.
No, Goku from Dragon Ball Z. Check him out. Okay. I just got him. I'm very proud to add him to my collection. I wanted you to be proud.
Well, I got... Oh, shit. Okay. I've got something cooler. I have a...
Dork Vader.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, Dork Vader.
Lego helmet, which was a pain in the ass to put together. So I see your Grogu, and I up you, Darth Vader.
Grogu? It's Goku.
That's what I said.
Right. Well, anyway, you have fun with your Dork Vader over there. And
yeah, you have fun playing with your Dragon Balls.
I see what you did there. As much as I don't like you, that was funny. And I think that if I was near you, I would kick you as hard as I could in the shin. But then I would also give you a fist bump because you were slightly funny.
I mean,
if he would just say sorry and that he loves me, it would all go away.
What is your obsession with me trying to? Why are you just? Why do you want me to be your friend so damn bad? Explain that to me.
I don't want you to be my friend. I just want you to stop denying that you actually like me.
I.
We all know that you think I'm cool. Do you remember that time that we were on commentary together in IWA and you said, you know what, Sid? I do like you. You're a good guy. I'm so glad that you're here. Remember? I remember.
Yeah, and you also said the same thing about me.
I was going through something.
Yeah, I thought you were going through an actual change, you know, for the better, but instead you went back to whatever this is.
You too.
Yeah, he started it. I was just ignoring the rest of the time he was on the show.
Scott, do you have anything for Sid?
Nope. I mean, I'm looking. Got a puzzle. I do got a puzzle, but yeah, that will have to wait. Oh. But I am looking forward to this match with you and Logan. I mean, I think it's going to be a phenomenal match between you two. I mean, now that Logan finally came to his senses and finally left the New Deal, you know, maybe we're going to see a different side of Logan.
Left, kicked out. I mean,
it'll be the first time since August we've seen Sid in the NGW ring, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I promise you guys that I will definitely not be walking away a loser like Jason Halpert.
You're fighting in a match that I put you in for my entertainment, so I'm not walking away a loser.
Sometimes I lose matches, but you just walk away as a loser in life, period.
No, I really don't.
Loser.
Again, we'll go back to the same thing.
Wow, here you go again talking.
Is if I cared,
nobody cares.
Cared about your opinion, it might mean something, but I don't care about your opinion. So, you stole my joke from before you came on.
Like old times. Remember when we were on commentary together? I should come to IWA and do commentary with you again.
I mean, he is always. Hey, I had to go do commentary with him because he was so bored. He missed you so much.
No,
see.
And Scott, I wouldn't brag about that. You didn't do a very good job either.
Well, I did better than you.
Right.
It's not hard to do.
No, it's not. He's got that bar so low that, you know, anybody can do. Donde did better than him on commentary.
Yeah, you don't have to hurdle over his bar. You can just like step right on over.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
So anyway, I have tres leche downstairs, which is a Hispanic cake, and it's awesome. It's awesome. So one more time, let's shout out Wrestling for a Cure, shall we? Make sure you guys go like and follow there. You can find me on all social media platforms, including TikTok, which I'm really funny. So check out my videos. My latest one got hundreds of thousands of views. Very funny stuff. I'm a funny guy, unlike Halbert. You guys can definitely follow me on Instagram, Facebook. You can see I share all the event posters of where I'm going to be at. Wrestling for Cure season 9 will be ending in July. Big show will be coming up. I'll be pushing that real hard, so make sure you guys come and see that. In the meantime, if you're at one of my shows and you buy a piece of merch, that money is a portion of each one of my sales is going to be going to St. Jude's Children Research Hospital. NGW, we have joined the fight. So if you're at an NGW show, please feel free to buy my merch, and there's always going to be a Wrestling for a Cure table where you can buy Wrestling for a Cure merch. I'm not sure, does NGW do the same thing that some of the other shows do where they go around with like a donation tray or whatever? Not a tray, that's like a church type
thing. Like a bucket. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So there's that kind of opportunity. Remember, at these shows, we always do.
I've asked Phoenix to do it, but it hasn't gotten done yet, so.
Okay, well, I promise you it'll happen one way or another at this next show. If I got to take my own damn hat off and go around and collect, I'll do it, okay? Whatever needs to be done, I'll do it, whatever. So if you guys could kindly show up to NGW and support the hell out of these guys and girls, because most of the guys and girls that are in that locker room for NGW are the same people that support Wrestling for a Cure and wrestle for free for these Wrestling for a Cure events, you know, and... Dude, that's saying something. We're putting literally our bodies on the line, literally, you know, and we're looking at, you know, a couple $100 paydays, and we're just going, we don't need it. Let's donate it. Let's donate our time. So be a part of it. You can find my videos on YouTube as well. I do have a YouTube channel. Gosh, I wish I could remember exactly the link, but I know that if you search up Sid Holland, you'll find me. You can watch some of my matches. I know I need to get on top of it, and I need to update it. Please don't be angry with me. I work a lot. I just got off of a 72-hour shift.
Yeah.
give me some grace here. Jason Halbert, like I said, he's a complete sack of crap, but deep down he's got a good heart and his heart's in the right place for partnering up with Wrestling for a Cure and doing all this. Although if you do walk by him, you can tell him, hey, thanks, but also step on his shoes. Okay. He likes when you guys do that. I want to thank you guys here. What is this podcast called again? NGW
High Voltage.
High Voltage. Because everything to do with NGW has to do with weather for some odd and weird reason. But High Voltage, guys,
yeah.
I've only tuned in for like one other show. I'm really bad about catching shows. Again, dude, between being a dad and working all the time, I rarely have time to do things like this. So being able to schedule this, we scheduled this, what, like 2 months out? I was able to come on here and do this. So I'm glad that I took the time to do this. I really think that this was the best time to do this interview too. If you guys aren't doing anything, 2 days from now on Saturday, Springfield, Illinois, 8th Street Gym, I'm going to be in a match. Wrestling for a Cure is going to be in the house. And here's the best part. The brand new Wrestling for a Cure Heavyweight Championship is going to be unveiled Saturday. That's right. The brand new, beautiful championship that was just made. It was technically unveiled a couple days ago on a live stream, but it is going to be in the house. So you guys are going to get to see me with my brand new, beautiful championship. I will give you guys just a little sneak peek of it here. Here we go. I don't know how easy that's going to be for you guys to see.
Now, are you going to be bringing that to NGW?
Oh, yeah. Good.
I am. I will have this with me. All right, come NGW.
There we go.
It's a little bit better.
And Mr. Halbert, I know that you you promised that I'm never going to get another shot at an NGW championship, which is I've never had a shot at any other championship. I created the Chaotic Championship and Division, but I will be in the house with this championship. So, Halbert, man, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a massive weight on your shoulders right now, and I'm going to say, if you will allow it, I will defend my Wrestling for a Cure championship against Logan Ridge. You can give your answer now, or you can do whatever it is that you want to do, but I am willing and able to do it. What do you say, man?
I mean, that's fine. You're not getting a shot at an NGW championship. So if you want to put your Wrestling for Your Cure championship on the line, hey, that's on you, buddy.
Well,
I'm good with that. I don't care.
I wouldn't mind it, Logan. I really hope that you eat your Wheaties because I'm bringing my beautiful new championship and I will put it on the line against you. So this weekend, 8th Street Gym in Springfield, you guys come see me, represent. Let's have a great time. And then a week from Saturday, we're going to be live in Muscuta, baby. And we're going to have back a fun night. Muscuta. We're going to tear it down. That's right. And it's going to be a fun time. Camera guy will be in the house taking pictures. Scott will be in there counting 1, 2, maybe 3 if he learns how to do that. Albert's going to be running around basically just getting on everybody's nerves all night. And I'm going to be running around making up for that with my beautiful face. So please show up. Show out, as my good friend Marcellus would say.
And that's trademark infringement.
That's a beautiful sign. It's okay. He gave me permission because I shouted him out. That's how it works when you're friends with people. You wouldn't know about being friends with people. You're just business associates with people. Nobody's actually like your real friend. If you would notice that, you'd probably be way better off in life.
Well, first off, you're wrong because Chris Cade and I are very good friends. Tobias and I are best friends. He's actually proclaimed numerous times that I'm his best friend. So, really, I don't need any more friends.
Hey, would one of you give me a clip of
hold on.
Saying that?
And
I'm going to prove him wrong.
I'm a very good friend with Playboy Double H, too. So,
yeah, that one, unfortunately, is probably true. But that guy's a creep.
How can you be friends with people you pay? So, you know, all the people that are your friends.
If you were paying me enough money, I'd say how great you are, too.
Exactly. I mean, if you paid me, I'd be your friend. But, you know, only if you paid me.
No one wants you to be their friend.
Well,
hey, Scott, I'll be your friend, buddy.
Okay.
Loser. But you have to learn how to count to 3.
He's never going to.
Halbert don't even know how to count to 3 either.
Well, he basically just kind of took the joke and turned it around. And But that's okay. That's all right. We're here to support you and not judge you. That's what we do. We listen and we don't judge. As the
Since when do we not judge? It's Scott.
Halbert. Right now we're being nice to Scott.
Let me check my calendar. Hold on. No, it's not Be Nice to Scott Day.
It is, actually.
No.
Look, he's balding.
Poor guy.
Well, I just want to be like Playboy Double H.
No, wait, so is Alex, too. He's balding, too.
Yeah, but like his is receding like mine. We're the big forehead clan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just going to keep going this way until we both look like Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know at what point I'm going to embrace being bald. Probably never. I think I'm going to end up being a hat guy.
See, I can't wear hats.
Yeah, me either. I got too big of a head and I look stupid. I look like I'm but just
Sid, I want to say thank you very much for joining us tonight. It has been an absolute pleasure. I am absolutely looking forward to your match next Saturday.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for having me. There's a little lady on the other side of the screen that nobody sees. She's yelling at us all in the comments as this night has progressed. I want to give a special little shout out to her as well. Thanks for trying to keep us in line. It didn't work, but thanks for trying. And you cussed more in the comments than we cussed. So I think that I'm entitled one fuck. Oh!
That's it. You're fine. You son of a bitch. That's a fine.
Thank you, Sid. You have a wonderful night.
Thanks, guys. It's been a damn pleasure. Hey,
I hope your cake's burnt.
I would be total amiss if I didn't sign off with one of these right there for you, Halbert.
Oh, I got one too right there for you.
Have a great day.
Hope cake's burnt and your milk's bad.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Well, that's that. First time, Mr. Halbert, you decided to join us, and we have quite a little bit of a conflict with the guest with you.
Yeah.
Gee, good job with that scheduling. When I tell you, don't schedule someone, and you schedule them.
Well, we do that on purpose. You should realize that by now, of being a smart businessman, we schedule the guests that you don't want on when you can't be on here.
You know, I'm not even going to argue with you because you're an idiot. You live in Mount Vernon by choice.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I mean, the only thing, like I always say, there's two good things about Mount Vernon, the ringside buffet and getting the hell out of town.
So next Saturday, Muskogee, Illinois, Endless Winter.
We're now, back at the Lou Civic Center. Let me tell you, first off, it was nice. It was nice taking a, what's called a field trip up to Highland, but there's no place like home. So I can't wait to get back in the Lou Civic Center and, you know, tear the house down like we've been doing for the last almost 2 years now.
Yeah, Lou Civic Center, Muskogee, Illinois, my hometown. Absolutely wonderful venue, wonderful partner with New Genesis Wrestling.
Yes, get your tickets, advanced tickets. That gets you in the building early. That will get you a meet and greet with NGW wrestlers. That will get you a reserved floor seat, so that way you don't have to fight anyone for where you want to sit. So get your tickets now at TicketLeap or NGW. Well, I don't know who's manning our Facebook page, but there's a shorter link to it. Or you scan the QR code on our flyer. Right there in the upper right hand corner there. If you scan that, that'll take us right to our ticket link website, and you can buy your tickets from there.
Now, the other advantage of being able to get in early and have a secure front row seat will actually be this match right here. Fans bring the weapons match to Playboy Double H and Ricky Cruz. PYT's going to be locked up in a cage. Sit in front row, have a pretty good chance of maybe the weapon you bring being able to get used in that match there.
How the hell we managed to pull that one? I don't know why. Fans don't need to bring weapons. Don't bring anything. No, fans don't bring weapons. No, don't do it.
Well, the fans voted for this match.
That's the whole point of the match is for the fans to bring the weapons. You know, we need them to bring, you know, brooms, belts. How about some dog leashes?
I mean, no, don't bring anything. No, don't bring weapons. No.
But that's the whole point of the match. The fans bring the weapons. Then Ricky Cruz and Playboy use the weapons against each other.
Well, okay, you can only bring weapons if you let Playboy use them on Ricky Cruz. They can't be used on Playboy.
No, that's unfortunately not how it works. They get to use the weapons against each other. The fans can't use the weapons. Playboy and Ricky Cruz get to use the weapons.
No, Playboy can use the weapons, not Ricky. I'm okay. No, and hold on. I'm going to be serious for a second here. Don't bring anything like a sword or a knife or anything like that. First off, let's seriously throw that out there. Don't come to the Lou Civic Center with a knife or a sword or a crossbow or something seriously dangerous like that. We'll just put that out there right now. If you come to the show with something like that, we will ask you to return it to your car. Point blank. I'm being serious on that one. Okay. But if you are at Walmart this week and you decide to, I don't know, pick up an extra cookie sheet that you want Playboy to smack Ricky Cruz upside the head with, go for it. If you want to bring in, you know, an ice scraper, I guess. I've seen that before. Actually, when I was a kid, I brought an ice scraper to a wrestling match for one of those types of matches. So bring an ice scraper. I mean, no one needs them right now in this area, right? We're all good. There's no snow or ice anywhere, right?
Where are you at?
I'm farther south than you. I got a ton of ice. Anyway, but yeah, so, I mean, seriously, bring stuff. Don't expect to get it back. So, you know, if you're going to bring an autographed hockey stick or something and you expect it to not to get broken, don't do that. Whatever you bring, don't expect to get it back the way you brought it.
Yes.
Don't bring great grandma's urn or something, you know, and expect it to survive with grandma still intact.
Yeah, so everybody needs to be, you know, reasonable. Try to stick to the more traditional weapons you might see in a wrestling match. Or something creative like rubber chicken.
Yeah. Just don't be like Marcellus and bring a real chicken.
Please don't do that. No live animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's throw that out there too. Because I ain't cleaning up after him.
No. Well, and we also have, you know, we have TJ Kellis versus Tobias Storm for the Lightning Division Championship. We had a TJ Kellis on last week, and Albert, I'm entirely certain that I know who you're rooting for in this match.
I mean, it goes without saying.
Now, this is, you know, the last little bit that the former New Deal, so is it okay to call it former New Deal?
Yeah, that's fine.
New name yet?
That's fine, yeah.
So, are you going to be out there to help support Tobias during the match?
I mean, why wouldn't I be? He is my client. I am his manager, his friend. His best friend. So, yeah, why wouldn't I be out there with him?
Yep. Supporting him any way you can, right?
I mean, absolutely. Making sure my guy wins. And well, I don't cheat. I bend the rules a little bit to my advantage.
Yeah, Bane comments TJ going to win, yet I'm sure Halbert going to cheat for him.
Well, don't forget, you know, we do have a person that holds the right to fight for that Lightning Division title, Preacher. Can cash in at any time on the Lightning Division title. That's true, too.
Yeah, I'm not that worried about Preacher. Because here's the thing with Preacher. Preacher shows up, tries to cash that thing in. He's got a pissed off Savage he has to deal with. So, yeah.
Well, Preacher was your pick for the competitor for the match for the Lightning Division Championship right to fight contract.
You're right, he was. Because we have an understanding. Again, you make certain business dealings for the long-term plan. So, yeah, think I did that on accident? No, there's a reason. There's a rhyme and a reason for why I picked Preacher to win that match.
Yeah. He says he's a big Preacher fan, so he doesn't know what to think.
Well,
you know, I'm...
I wouldn't worry about a preacher trying to cash that thing in anytime soon. Are you okay over there, dude?
Oh, I'm fine. And then we also have, as we talked about a little bit, Dirk Holthar versus C.W. Graves for the KI Championship.
Yep. And, you know, with DK coming in, DK is coming in one half of the IWA production tag team champions. So, I mean, that match could go either way. I mean, C.W. Graves has been kind of on a losing streak in a way. The last couple matches he has lost, but he's still the chaotic champion. But, you know, with him going in with DK, I mean, that match could go either way.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think, you know, I gave CW multiple opportunities to walk away as heavyweight champion. So at this point in time, I mean, he's already proven that he can't, you know, he can't get the job done when I need him to. So we're just going to go ahead and say DK's the winner on that one.
Then we also have Lexi Green versus Nyx in the first qualifying match for the new NGW Women's Championship.
Yep. I mean, Lexi Green
was announced here by our co-CEO, Phoenix Quinn. I mean, now, did you know about this coming, Howard?
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
I mean, we've seen Lexi Green in the past at NGW. She's been there a couple of times, but we have not seen Nyx. Nyx has been our sister promotion, but this is her NGW debut and to be in a qualifying match for the NGW new women's champion.
Yeah, Nyx wrestled Mount Vernon. I can't remember how long ago it was.
I think it was IWA is about
3-4 months ago.
It was over the summer. What was it? July was the women's show.
It was the Luck Be a Lady tournament that we see Nyx at IWA.
And let me tell you, she is a phenomenal wrestler as well. Now, Lexi Green again. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. She dabbles in the black arts there. So I don't know what kind of voodoo spells or voodoo dolls she's got going right now, but you don't want to piss off Lexi. And I think she's going to pull that one out, but it's going to be a great debut match for Nyx.
Yeah. Nyx is an absolute powerhouse. I can't
wait to
see that strength versus,
you know what though? I forgot one important thing. What happened in our October show with Forsaken? Lexi Green joined the Gospel of Damnation.
Yes, she did.
So, first off, Lexi Green is a scary, scary competitor anyway. Now, you team her up with Preacher and Brujo? You can't forget about that wild card. I take that back. Lexi Green is definitely going to win this match.
Yeah. I mean, that is a point there.
Yeah, you want to say she's actually entertaining, yet you're the one that's still watching and paying attention to the podcast, buddy. What's that say?
And we also are going to have FAM versus TNT. FAM looking to recapture their tag team championships. The TNT won championships off the FAM at Forsaken, thanks to a little bit of switcheroo that Scott didn't catch. But he's got his new glasses, so I don't think they're going to be able to pull that trick again.
Yep.
New glasses, old glasses. It doesn't matter. Scott's still an idiot. Wow. However, that was a great match, especially because the FAM lost. Thanks for doing that, Scott. That was great.
Well, that was.
That might have been intentional.
That wasn't intentional.
It could have been. I don't trust you.
And last but not least, thanks to a partnership between Ringside Rivalries and Jason Albert, Mickey Myers is going to be making his NGW debut, challenging Dexter Roswell for the NGW Heavyweight Championship.
Well, at the end of that night, Dexter's going to walk away about 15 pounds lighter because he will no longer be NGW Heavyweight Champion because I'm going to make sure that, you know, he loses. So it'll be a fantastic match, especially because I don't plan on him winning.
Well, I mean, we've had both Mickey and Dexter on the show. Dexter was our first guest, had Mickey Myers on a couple weeks ago. And I got to say, Mickey Myers is an extremely well-traveled professional wrestler. He's wrestled in three different countries. He's wrestled for some absolutely big name promotions. Dexter is going to have his work cut out for him in this one. And as I showed at the start of the show here, Mosquito Herald did a whole pretty much page interview. Nope, had that upside down. So check out the Mosquito Herald. Read up all about Mickey Midas and his career and the upcoming show.
And you forgot about the best match on that card.
Best match
we've been talking about all night. Sid Holland against Logan Ridge.
Sid Holland against Logan Ridge for the Wrestling for a Cure Championship now.
For my, really, just for my entertainment, but if there's a chance that Sid's going to lose that thing, I mean, that's going to be great. I can't wait to see that. So,
I mean, it's great to see Logan breaking out on his own, kind of getting out tag team action.
Nah,
he had potential. So to say.
He had potential, but he squandered that. So to start caring about what these fans had to say and what they thought about him. So
let's take a look at Dexter's current position. He breaks away from the New Deal, becomes heavyweight champion.
Because CW and Logan couldn't get the job done. He
could become the Wrestling for a Cure champion.
I mean, I'd be okay with that still because it's not Sid. So there you go. But that match is just purely for my entertainment because I want to watch two guys I can't stand beat the crap out of each other.
Well, I think the fans are going to enjoy that match. I think I'm going to enjoy that match. Scott, what do you think?
Oh, man, that's going to be great. I mean, especially now that it's for the Wrestling for a Cure Championship on the line. I mean, I don't care what Halbert says. That's going to be a match. I mean, I know he's doing it for his own personal entertainment, but now that Sid has put the heavyweight title on the line for the Wrestling for a Cure, and I know you say that Sid's not an NGW champion, he is the Wrestling for a Cure champion, and NGW is partnering for Wrestling for a Cure. So technically, he is an NGW champion because
does
he is
representing. Does this belt say New Genesis Wrestling on it? No.
It doesn't say that, but NGW is a sponsor for Wrestling for a Cure. NGW is a
partner with Wrestling for a Cure.
So technically, he is a champion for NGW. He doesn't
hold one of my belts.
Well,
that's all I'm saying. He doesn't hold one of my belts.
He's still got a while before he steps away from wrestling for a while, and we do have several NGW shows before then.
I will say, since I'm looking for this match, Scott's looking for this match. Halbert, you made the match. Thank you, Halbert.
Yeah, no problem. Didn't do it for you, but I'm so glad that you can enjoy this match that I put together for my own personal gain.
And I also want to say thank you to everyone who joined in this week watching us live. And also, we need to say a very special thank you to our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Mosquito, Illinois, Laser Monkey Engraving, Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois, and our newest sponsors, Ringside Rivalries. Check them out on both Facebook and YouTube.
Wait. We're sponsored by a pest control company?
Yes.
Why the hell is Scott still here? Pest control company, go take care of that pest. Right there.
Well, working. It was working for the last month because you weren't on the show. So maybe it's not working anymore because now all of a sudden you joined us.
So Chris wants to know when we're getting CW on. Halbert, when are we going to have CW on?
I don't know.
You're complaining about the guests. Are we allowed to have CW Graves on?
I don't know. I'll have to check. Maybe. Don't count on it. I don't know. I let you guys. You guys got to run it by me first, and I'll tell you if he can be on that show or not. So,
well, all the guests so far, I didn't run by you. I just booked them on the show.
Yeah, and that's why we're changing passwords for everything tonight.
Okay.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight, Halbert. It's been a pleasure. It's been interesting. It's
been all your pleasure because I haven't enjoyed any of it. Anyway, I may pop on next week. I don't know if I can trust you two idiots to successfully run a show the right way. So I might be on next week. I might not. I don't know. We'll see. I like to, your boss just kind of shows up on you and surprises you and all that. So that might happen next week. It might not. I might just watch. Who knows?
All right. Well, thank you again for joining us. And again, thank you everyone for watching. Everybody have a wonderful week and make sure you pick up your tickets for New Genesis Wrestling Endless Winter, ngw.ticketleap.com. All right. You got anything else to say, Scott?
Nope. I'm just ready for Endless Winter. I mean, we're only 9 days away now.
Yeah. Been talking about it, and I it's going to be great. Albert, you got a thing before we sign off?
Yes. Get your tickets. Put money in my pocket.
Put money in everybody's pockets.
Come watch Sid get his butt kicked.
All right. Everybody, have a good night.